It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Under Your Home with DryZone, another beautiful morning. Thank you all for joining us. Once again, my name is Brad. I think I was here with you last week. I'm here again with company owner Bill Anderson and sales manager Derek McCara. So say hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas.
I didn't do that.
Well, you asked for it. You walked right into
it. That's true. I did. So before we get started, because we tend to forget sometimes, let's go ahead and give away our contact info. We'll give it out several times throughout the show. But the best way to reach us is, you know, by phone, if that's what your easiest way to do it. Local number is 302-684-5034. You can also reach us online at dryzone.com. Nice thing about that is if you crawl space waterproofing problem, or if you have a basement leak or a foundation repair problem, you can go ahead and sign up right online and we'll give you a call and set up your free inspection. So that website is dryzone.com. And then you can also send an email if you have just a quick question, or maybe you're a fan of the show and you want to talk to Bill or myself. You can go bill@dryzone.com. That's his email. Or you can send to the general email box, which is info@dryzone.com. All right, so let's get started this morning, Bill. What topic do you want to talk about today?
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about what makes somebody an expert in the office. What makes this guy an expert? What makes that guy an expert? What makes the lighting guy an expert? What makes the sound guy an expert? What makes a mechanic an expert? You know, what makes a waterproofer an expert? So, you know, I really wanted to I guess brag a little bit this morning and talk about other companies out there.
Yeah, you never want to talk bad about somebody.
But we're going to be talking about why we are more of an expert than these companies out there.
I mean, bottom line, why would you as the homeowner want to choose us? It's no different than, we use a lot of analogies in the office and as well as on our appointments, and I look at it this way, it's no different than a first date. If you go out with someone and you know you like that person and you want to impress them, it's the same thing with meeting a homeowner for the first time. You want to impress them as a professional, as someone who's going to help them with their issue that they're having. And a lot of times when people call us, this is one of the worst times of their lives. You know, if it's something where they have a basement wall that's caving in on them, or a huge drywall crack that leads to a foundation problem, or you know, even if they have just smells coming from the crawl space, we like to call like our bread and butter business. We're out there every day doing that. We want people to feel comfortable with us. And I think this is a good topic. This is something that's really going to help people learn about DryZone and not just the products and services that we offer.
Derek, why choose DryZone? Why are we an expert?
Well, a lot of people, when they start thinking about, you know, well, who's the expert, and when even the designer or the company, you know, they start thinking about who's the expert, I think a lot of people go straight towards, you know, where they're backing or their training, or, you know, they've got, you know, they've been trained by the best or whatever. But I think a lot of that is textbook, and that it's true and it does help. The training is definitely a huge part of it. But I believe that a lot of it has to do with for instance, I love my job. I love helping people out. Like Brad was saying earlier, a lot of times when people call us out, this is during a crisis. You know, they've got a swimming pool underneath their house in their basement that they were never planning on having.
Yep.
It's not a pretty sight. They've got to trust you to fix it. And I think a lot of it, being the expert, has a lot to do with the attitude that you have. You know, you go out there, the people are upset, they're distraught over this. In their mind, it's a really bad situation that they're in. But the nice part about it, the saving grace is that it's fixable,
right?
And we can fix it. And then after that, it's really up to us to ensure them that we can fix it and get them to trust us to do it. I think it has a lot to do with the attitude of the person coming out. And I can tell you that all the guys that I work with, everyone from the foreman up to the boss, the people in the office, we've got a wonderful backing and we're really, really sure of our product. And our product has been put through the trials and it's been used regardless of what that product is, whether we're supporting your home or whether we're trying to get rid of the swimming pool in your basement. Those products have been tried and they've been tested and they work. This isn't something that we've just invented. Okay, and we're trying to figure out if this is going to work or not. These are proven methods, and it's up to us to deliver the idea to our homeowners that this is going to work for them.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that DryZone in particular is what sets us apart from a lot of the other companies out there is that we're part of the Basement Systems Worldwide Network, which means that our stuff is not just used locally by, you know, some guy that grabbed a pickup one day and decided he wanted to do this. This is used in over 350 dealers worldwide, whether it be basement waterproofing products, crawl space encapsulation or moisture control products, or our foundation repair products. They're used in all different areas of the country, up in Canada, overseas in England and in Ireland. And the thing that really helps us here is that on Delmarva, there's sandy soil, there's rocky soil, there's clay, there's a lot of different factors. And if we just had one set condition, it might be easier on us just to kind of make stuff up. But because there's so many different conditions, we have the knowledge and the resources to seek out other dealers that may have run into something before us. And we can get training and we can get just information in general from those other dealers. And I think that's a huge, huge advantage to customers and homeowners that go with us.
So what you're saying is it's kind of like a collective effort between everybody worldwide. I mean, last time I checked, we're even in Africa, aren't we?
It's huge. It's one of those things where I can't even really keep track of it sometimes because it's just so big and diverse. I mean, there's companies out there, a lot of them, and DryZone included, very, very humble beginnings. Several of the bigger companies in the network are companies that were literally started as someone's garage or their kitchen, you know, where they were just taking phone calls and doing all the work themselves. And like DryZone started basically that way, where we started with two men and an idea. And since then, you know, we position ourselves to every single new product that comes out. It's we got to learn about that. We got to see if it's appropriate, if it's going to help us. We talked about a product called PolyLevel, relatively new idea for especially for, you know, foundation repair stuff. So when that became available, that was one of the biggest things that we had to jump on and say, we got to learn about this because this could help.
Yeah, I mean, we basically brought this into Delmarva. I mean, it's not even existing in Delmarva except for us. Am I correct?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
You know, I step back and look and we talk about, you know, things that are going to help us, but whatever helps us actually helps our homeowners because that's the bottom line.
Absolutely, absolutely. The multitude of issues. I mean, we hear, I probably fill a binder full of different, I don't want to say complaints, but the initial concern that we get when people want us to come out, you know, whether it's I have water in my basement or I have mold in my house, things like that. But in particular, the foundation problems that we see is a lot of people know it's cracks in the wall. And it's one of the most important things to remember about cracks in the wall, too, is even if they've been there 20 years, it takes a long time to go from good to bad. In a very, very short time to go from bad to worse. So they could snap overnight. I mean, there have been cases where they'll call us for an appointment and then we can't get out there that day. So we go like the next day or the day after and it cracks in that night. I mean, there is no crystal ball for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, there was actually a house that we had, it's been a couple years ago, I guess now, that I went out to these homeowners' house. I called the office and I said, look, I said, I need some help. I said, get a hold of the foreman's, find out who wants to work this weekend. Because I said, we're not going to be able to wait much longer on this wall. Before I went to bed that night, they ended up calling us and canceling. And I was like, I don't understand. Why are you canceling? And they're like, the wall just gave away.
Wow. We're talking about positioning ourselves as the experts. And, you know, one of the things that does that is we work really close with structural engineers. And a lot of the structural engineers in the area actually approve our work.
Yeah.
What
they call specking our work, where they'll go out on jobs that we didn't have anything to do with in the beginning. And they'll say, okay, well, you have to use DryZone's helical piers or you have to use DryZone's push piers or whatever the case may be. And I think that's huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's also, you know, kind of, it's good for my ego too, I guess.
Bill, but, you don't have an ego, do you?
You know, it's amazing that we will be called first and we will be asked to be speakers and we will do all of these things that we're asked to do. And I think that from, you know, from very, very humble beginnings to where we are right now, it's just amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, I remember specifically the one time that we went to Christiana Hospital. They said simply, well, we called you guys because you are the experts. And that was one of those ego-stroking moments as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just speaking about the structural engineers that spec our work and then they recommend us, essentially, is what that means. But Jason Harmes is someone that I'm sure a lot of you recognize his name or have heard him on the show. He does quite a few of these episodes. But he's actually, his job is essentially going out and meeting realtors and structural engineers and geotechnical engineers, and he talks to them, architects as well, and he talks to them and he tells them about our products. So, I mean, really, what's the point of having great stuff if no one knows about it? So his job is basically to get the message out there and say, hey, there are ways to do this that are cost-effective, that are appropriate, and long-lasting. So I think that's great. It's another resource. You know, it's when you call someone at DryZone, you're not calling a guy that somebody answers the phone and then the owner goes out and puts the things in the ground and it's all over within a minute and you have kind of a weird feeling. You're not 100% certain. No, when you call DryZone, you're going to get our professional receptionist. You're going to get our professional systems designer, salesman, however you want to approach that. And then when all said and done, you're going to have professional installers, professional service people, professional back end. I mean, the owners, Bill and Heather, they call people all the time just to see how it's going, see how they liked us, you know, just to check up, because quality control is a huge part of that. A lot of companies I've dealt with just in general life, you know, you call them up and yeah, they want your money and they never hear from them again. Drysdale's not like that. You know, I can speak from experience. You have people that they want to know that the company's still going to be there when they're all said and done. And it's not just, here's my check, bye-bye. You know, they can call us just to say they were happy with the people. We'd love to hear stuff like that.
It's that whole thing they had a couple years ago during the election. You know, I mean, they started talking about who you're going to call at 2 o'clock in the morning or who's going to answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. And we actually do answer our phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. I know, because the phone goes to me first. You know, so if there's an emergency, you're not talking with one of my employees. I'm the one who's getting out of bed at 2 o'clock.
You're not talking to the machine either.
And that's really
you. You technically do it first. I mean, you got to leave a message.
Yeah.
And then it sends a message to my phone that there's a message. But you get a phone call back. Say that I'm out of town or I didn't answer the phone. Well, then it goes on to, you know, our production manager. And, you know, if he doesn't answer, then it goes on to, you know, my business partner. And, you know, my business partner, you know, if you folks have been listening to the show for a while, you know that it's my father-in-law. So the last person who's going to ever... We're going to make answer that phone at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And one is the phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, we always make sure that it's answered. And it's our pleasure to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to take care of an issue you have. Whether it's an issue with the system, say that, you know, the power's out and the battery backup ran dead. Well, it's our responsibility to get up and get another battery out there. Or folks that their house is flooding in the middle of the night and they have no system. We've gone out there and we connect our pumps and we get these things running. So at least, you know, your HVAC and your washer and dryer and all that stuff doesn't go underwater. It's so rewarding when we get to help homeowners. And I don't think we, you know, I think that's all we're doing is just helping people save their homes.
Absolutely.
So once again, I think it's, you know, positioning yourselves as the experts and everything. I believe what ends up happening here is, it, once again, it has a lot to do with attitude and the fact that we're dedicated. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
So it looks like we're coming up on a commercial break. So Troy's telling us that we got to go ahead and cut out. So let's go ahead and give our info real quick so you guys can contact us if you're ready and want to have somebody get out there for your free inspection. The local phone number is 302-684-5034. You can get us online. Sign up right there for your free inspection. Really easy to do. That's dryzone.com. And then if you just want to send us an email, just say hi if you have a quick question. You can go to bill@dryzone.com or info@dryzone.com. All right, we'll be back in just a few.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
All right, folks, we're back. So once again, my name is Brad, here with Bill Anderson, company owner of DryZone, and Derek McCara, who is our sales manager. Before we get started again, just in case you missed it when we went to commercial break, I'm going to go ahead and give you our contact info again. So make sure you have that pen and paper ready. The local number is 302-684-5034. Our website, and you can sign up right online, makes it very easy for you. The website is dryzone.com. And then if you want to send us an email, you can send one to Bill. He'll get it to whoever needs to go to. It's bill@dryzone.com. Or the general inbox is just info@dryzone.com. All right, so before we went to break, we were talking about our 24-hour service, which I think is really neat that we're not a nameless, faceless corporation that's going to, you know, get back to you when they feel like it. You call us, like Bill said, 2 o'clock in the morning, someone's going to call you back. There's systems in place where it's not just one person who gets that call. So we want to make sure that everyone's taken care of, make sure that you're secure, and that you're happy. The topic of the show today is how to position yourself as an expert and why the general public should be trusting us as a company. And one big thing that I do want to talk about is something called the MHIC license. What that stands for is the Maryland Home Improvement, I believe, Commission Contractors License, basically. So it's MHIC. And what that is a very extensive test that folks that when they come into your house to technically what they call door-to-door sales, when someone comes into your house, they have to be licensed to do so if they're in Maryland. Whenever I personally go into someone's house in, you know, whether it be Cambridge or Easton, Salisbury, anywhere down here on the shore, I make sure to tell them right away that I have my MHIC. And if they don't know what that is, I explain it to them. It's to prevent homeowners from pushy salesmen, from bad sales tactics, and just to make sure that they're taken care of. It's a big deal to me. I'm very proud of it because it was a very difficult test. And when I passed, it's one of those things that even if you don't need it in the future, you make sure you keep it up because the test is not fun to take.
Oh, no. It was one of my first real jobs in life. I was an insurance agent. And I think this test was harder than my insurance exam. So, and it, you know, I don't know if you said this, Brad, but I mean, it's the law, number one.
Yes.
I mean, forget about that. It's a really cool thing to have.
Yeah.
It's illegal to operate without it. And it's not just the company has to have one, because the company does have to have one, but the individual salespeople also do, too. So there's an easy way to check it. Number one, just ask them to show it to you, right?
Yeah, about the size of a business card. It's very easy to carry with you.
Yeah, I mean, all of our salespeople have to keep it in their pockets, and if they can't produce it, then throw them out of your house.
Yep.
What's the benefits, though, Bill, of having the MHIC? Okay, let me rephrase that. What's the benefits for the homeowner? What happens if they go with a contractor that doesn't have an MHIC versus going with a contractor that does have an MHIC?
I mean, if the contractor does something wrong and screws up, you have no recourse.
Yep.
You know?
What do you have if you go with MHIC representative?
Yeah, so we actually have to show our tax returns every year. I have to show credit reports every 2 years. You have to renew every 2 years. It's not just some little rinky-dinky thing with the state of Delaware. And that's one thing I don't like about the state of Delaware is there's so many scumbag contractors in there because it costs $75 to go down to Georgetown, Dover, Wilmington, or whatever. You walk in, you give them $75, and you're in business.
You got a business license.
You got a business license. And that's it. So you can simply do wrong things to people, go out of business, walk in the next day to Georgetown to get another $75 license.
Under
going to business. Yep. So with Maryland, it's definitely a really cool fail-safe thing. But, you know, homeowners have to be diligent too. You know, you just can't assume that the people walking in are responsible people because most of them aren't. I can tell you now, I don't know many, let me put it that way. I'm not going to say all, but many waterproofers and even foundation repair company guys that are in Maryland that have it. Their company may, but not their salespeople. And it's illegal. It's just flat out, plain out, illegal.
Yep. And I think one of the biggest things, just in very plain language, what this does is it protects you, like Bill said, against some guy that's just out to make a quick buck. It protects the homeowner from making a major project. And this is, let's face it, most of what we do is a pretty big undertaking for anyone. It's going to protect you in the long run. I don't know if anyone watches like HDTV or
everybody watches that.
It's I don't. I
like
really
the home
don't.
Builder shows and things like that. I love watching those. Just personally, I think it's kind of neat to see the neat architecture and whatnot. But for the most part, the stuff they put on TV, they put it on there because it's compelling. And what happens is someone went with the cheapest bid, and the cheapest bid occasionally may be okay, but most of the time you're going to end up with added costs, headaches, regrets, things like that. So make sure you're picking a professional, I guess, is the bottom line there. And if someone comes in and says, oh, hey, your bid was at X, I'm going to go X minus one. Well, you must be the best contractor because you're cheapest. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because I've never had a homeowner call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and yelling at me because their basement was dry.
Right. Amen. You know, it's like my father always says, well, it took a long time to get it into my head, but and I've made my mistakes in the past, but what's always cheaper is not always better, and what's always better is not always cheaper.
Right. I hate to use the word cost, and we generally try and stay away from that in the office. We go for the word value. Realistically, that's what you want. If it costs more, it's kind of irrelevant if it doesn't help you. So what we do is we say, yeah, our products, they cost this much. That's how much it is. It's not an arbitrary figure. You know, we didn't pull it out of thin air. We figured out exactly how much it's going to cost so that we can get the right products in the ground to get the right solution for you and to be able to service you in the future. Because if we undercut ourselves, we're not going to be around 10 years from now. We have to price them appropriately. So a lot of the cheap guys, the guys that are lowest bid, you'll find that they go out of business relatively quickly.
Well, yeah, because they're normally buying beer money.
Exactly. I mean, I've actually seen someone, and this just happened recently. I was down in Ocean Pines. Very nice older lady. She was probably in her 80s. Told me flat out, I'm never going in my crawl space, and I didn't blame her. And she said, my crawl space is encapsulated. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm probably not going to get too dirty today. Well, the encapsulation that was done by a heater guy that came out to fix her heat pump, told her it was encapsulated, and dropped a couple hundred dollars worth of thin, clear painter's drop cloth, basically, a 6 mil liner, and told her it was encapsulated and basically ruined her crawl space. And I crawled out and I told her in very plain English, this guy basically took your couple $100 and went himself and bought beer for the month. You know, and she was like, are you serious?
Well, now, Brad, I don't know if it lasted for the whole month.
Well, it probably didn't last the whole month. You're right. But I told her, I was like, this is the kind of thing that we fight against every single day. It's, you know, the buzzword of encapsulation gets thrown around so much, and I think people don't really fully understand what it is. So like Bill said, the homeowner has to be diligent. You have to do your research, and we're very confident that if you do your research and you look into the company that you're going with, you'll pick us every time.
Yeah, our company's pretty much an open book in that situation, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. We tell you, I mean, we'll tell you flat out what we're using, tell you flat out how many feet we're using. Another thing I love about it, and I always tell homeowners when I go in there, nothing I do is cookie cutter. When I go in there, I'm going to measure your house, and you're going to see me in our Basement Vision program when we're doing our presentation and going over what we think is appropriate for you. We're going to show you exactly, okay, you have 102 feet of linear space around your house. I'm going to type in 102 and you're going to see the price pop up. I mean, we're very upfront about that.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. I don't have a program for doctors, and I don't have a program for auto workers, and I don't have a program for postal workers. And
yeah, we're not the kind of company that's going to roll up and see a Lexus in the driveway and all of a sudden we pick a different price. It's everybody gets the same price. It's appropriate. We look at the house and the issues within the house, not necessarily the homeowners that own the house. You know, it doesn't matter how much, where you are in life in general. If your house is broken, we aim to fix it.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the whole process is actually probably a lot different than what our listeners are expecting from a basically a contractor company. We're going to walk up, you know, first of all, you're going to get a call to remind you of your appointment that you're having. And then on the way, the designer will actually give you a call and let you know that he's on the way and make sure everything's still a go. When he arrives, he knocks on the door, hands you his card, asks if we can sit down and have a conversation about what's going on. Basically, it's kind of a warm-up process between the homeowner and the designer to try to get to know each other a little bit and find out, you know, this is the opportunity for the homeowner to spill it, let them know what's going on down there. At that point, you know, there'll be a couple questions asked, and then he or she will let you know exactly what's going on and what their plan for this meeting is. At that point, they'll go outside, take a few pictures around the outside of the home, get in their outfit, crawl underneath the house, because we're going to, you know, we can't diagnose it unless we crawl it.
Exactly.
So, you know, I've heard of people, you know, they said the guy never even crawled the crawl space. He measured it from the outside and gave me a price. I don't know how you can diagnose what's going on underneath the home unless you actually get down there and find out firsthand what's going on underneath the home. We take several photos. We take humidity readings. We draw a drawing. We measure out the crawl space, the height of the crawl space, the square footage of the crawl space, how many piers are holding up your home. When we come back out, we get out of our outfit. We come inside. We open up a laptop. We show you a ton of photos of what's going on. We describe every photo to you. And by the time it's over, the software we have is amazing. We actually will sit there and we don't build it by ourselves. We build and come up with a solution that's going to help you, but together we build it. We build it with our homeowners. I mean, it's got to match up to what they want, and we've got to, you know, of course we can't sell them short and give them something that's not going to work. But together, we actually build the solution, and we go through all the products. We have short videos on every single product that's going underneath their home that they plan on purchasing. So they'll get to see how it's installed. They get to see the product firsthand. By the time it's all said and done, it's a really, really easy flowing situation. You know, so what was a nightmare when we showed up, when we leave, our homeowners are they're completely secure and aware that we can solve their problem.
I think Derek touched on a few things there that I really enjoy personally when I go to see someone. And like you said, when you first walk in and we're talking about what's going on, I love to hear people's stories. And I know that the homeowner that's been dealing with a problem generally wants to get that story out. I mean, it's a lot of contractors I've seen will go in there and say, all right, I'm going to be about a half hour. I'll see you in a minute. And they're gone. And next thing you know, they come up and they hand you a piece of paper with a price on it. That's not helping anybody. And another thing to keep in mind, too, is that if you go to a doctor, and like I said, I use a lot of analogies, so if you go to a doctor and you walk into the doctor's office and say, doctor, I'm broke, fix me, I'll be back in an hour, you're not going to get an accurate fix. You know, the doctors have no idea what's wrong with you. So we go in there and we ask very specific questions to figure out what's going on, what's going on with the house, what's going on with you and the way that you've been dealing with it, how long it's been, things like that. And then, like you said, we actually do measure. And it might sound silly, but you will be amazed at how many companies out there don't even stick their head in the crawl space, let alone crawl it. And I think personally, I think it's a cheesy tactic because what they're doing is they're banking on the homeowner never going in there once the thing's done. Yeah, and I think that's
absolutely
wrong.
Well, and it's laziness, number one.
Absolutely.
It's, look, this, you know, this ain't the easiest thing in the world. And I'm going to tell you now, I'm in crawl spaces and basements because I'm afraid of heights. I was at a house with one of our designers, Todd, the other day, and the homeowner kept requesting us to go in the attic. And I'm like, well, I'm not going in there, so I brought Todd, and because I wasn't going up in there. It's not a place that we do.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up referring Gary Lawson's company, and you know, hopefully they'll go out there and look at their attic or whatever. What's wrong with just being good at one thing?
Well, that's one of the things that position us as an expert, right?
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, you know, when you talk about it, and I know we only have like a minute or so left here, guys, but you know, when you really talk about somebody being an expert, that expert concentrates on one thing normally.
Yeah. You There's know? A reason why the expression jack of all trades, master of none exists. Yeah. We are a master of our trade.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Mean,
all
as,
of us.
As good as my general doctor is, our family doctor, God forbid I have a heart attack, I don't want to see him. I want to see a cardiologist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you break
yeah.
your foot, you're not going to a heart surgeon. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so we're good at what we do. This is all we've ever done. We're not expanding into lawns. I'm not getting into the bugs, right? There's a lot of bug companies that try to do what we do. I'm not getting into bugs. Just because we're down there, it doesn't make any sense. We've always been a basement and crawl space waterproofer and a foundation repair company. That's what we did when we started out. That's what we'll do until the day we die. There's this one company out there, and I'm definitely not going to mention names, but they're a bug guy. They're sealing driveways. I think they do some other stuff. You know,
they do like upholstery too. Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I think they do all kinds of stuff.
It's just amazing. It like, well, this isn't working that well, so let's try something else. And this isn't working that well, so let's try something out. As opposed to just, hey, I know this isn't working very well. Let's work on our business and find out why it ain't working.
If it's broken, fix it. Don't find something else to do. So, all right. Unfortunately, that's kind of the end of the episode here. So we're getting the wrap it up signal. I'm gonna go ahead and give out the info again, so you all can get a hold of us. Once again, you can get us locally at 302-684-5034. Find us online, dryzone.com. And then you can also send us an email if you like. It's bill@dryzone.com or info@dryzone.com. All right, thanks again for joining us here on Under Your Home with Dryzone, and we'll see you again soon.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with Dryzone. Dryzone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at Dryzone.